pondering on acceptance, I was kind of thinking it's like having a acceptance as opposed to resistance. You know, I think accepting is saying, I'm okay with this as it is. And the opposite of that, as Byron Katie speaks about it, you know, a lot of our pain comes from resisting what is. And I think part of the fear, like with our own work, our own creative work, part of the fear that we're afraid that if we actually, you know, we want other people to accept and approve, but we don't give ourselves that. And I think part of it stems from the fear that if we accept what is, then maybe we're getting okay with being flawed, being not very proficient, and that it's going to lock us into those states, that we're not going to see progress in our work, that we're going to say, oh, it's good enough. We don't need to do anything else. And I think that the more truth of the situation is that, you know, when we resist and reject our work on whatever subconscious level that we're doing it, you know, I don't know that we impede what the future is going to be one way or the other, but I think it's pretty obvious that we do impact our enjoyment of the moment. And we can always be enjoying where we are with our creative work and trust and have faith that the future will bring about more growth, more the direction that we are seeing ourselves lean into in our work. It's not saying I accept this and I'm just going to sit down here and not learn anything else. That's, I don't think, is part of the equation, but I think the fear kind of makes you feel that. So you always, you know, oftentimes we feel like we need to mentally disapprove of what we're doing or not totally accept it. And it's like having a friend who doesn't totally approve of you. They withhold some of the things they like, but they're not 100%. And you feel that. I mean, if you've ever had someone like that in your life, you feel that sense of they're not wholeheartedly for you. And it makes you a little sad. It makes you feel a little less powerful in your own life and your own choices. And I think it does the same thing on our work when we withhold approval and acceptance of our work. I think it keeps us tamped down a few notches. And it's like, you know, any of you that have ever had children and raised them through the terrible twos, as they're sometimes referred to, know that, you know, whether you resist it or whether you embrace it wholeheartedly and have the patience of Job, either way, they're going to turn three. They're going to continue to grow and progress. But if you resist it and you're just wanting them to be different, you know, wishing that they were already through this, wishing that they didn't ask so many questions, wishing that their first answer to everything wasn't no. All that does pretty much is it robs the joy of the present moment. It does not change the outcome. It does not stymie their growth. They indeed do get inches taller and put on a few more pounds, and the vocabulary grows and their motor skills grow, and they become the 3-year-old and the 4-year-old. So we don't stop it, but we certainly and most surely stop our enjoyment of it. And the more that we can just lovingly love what is and have the acceptance of where our work is today in this moment right now, then we open the door for not only future growth, but for the joy of where we are in the present moment. And, you know, that is what we have. That's where we are. We don't have yesterday and we don't have tomorrow. We have this here and now and only this. And don't we wish to live it in joy? And don't we wish to have laughter and beauty and peace and contentment? And most assuredly, acceptance.